Join me in this clip from one of my coaching calls where we discuss the importance of paying yourself first, daily exercise, and why sitting is the new smoking. Let's jump in. It can be so easy
to not do any of our morning practices if we didn't pay ourselves first, right? If we think back to when we weren't setting out sacred time in the morning to do some of these things, the excuses run in that I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time for meditation. I don't have time for mindfulness. I don't have time to go poo before I go to work or start my day. I don't have time for all of that. And you get into the day, and we know life brings things in. Busyness comes. Other people ask things of us. The world needs you. Before the world needs you, the morning is your sacred time. Before it all starts, paying yourself first, getting that exercise done in the morning means you've got it done. And then the world sweeps in with all kinds of stuff. You're more connected, more at ease with life, all of those things. Ignited, jump-started. Your whole being feels energized. You're more present. Exercise that you do in the morning stays with you well into the day. For example, if you did a light run on the treadmill for 40 minutes, that would burn calories into your day for the first 2, 3, or 4 hours of your day. Like your body, that inertia continues even well after you've stopped. And it doesn't have to be running on the treadmill. Any movement where you're getting like a little bit of invigorated jump starting, that is going to carry into your day as well, in the cells and the tissues, in moving things up, eliminating things through the body and burning things up and assimilating into the body, but in the metabolism side of things. Is it going to pay off with your weight loss, your tone, your more energy? We want to consider taking movement breaks throughout the day. Sitting is possibly the new smoking. You're having so much insight into how bad sitting is for us for long periods of time. And it's affecting the body beyond obesity. It's affecting diabetes. It's affecting heart conditions. We have some major arteries move through our hips, blood, lymphatic drainage, and we're sitting and compressing, and that stuff's hard to move when we're sitting for long periods of time. So getting up lets the blood circulation move around, the lymphatic drainage system work more, plus then your butt doesn't fall asleep. So those of us, and I have to count myself in this, even though I teach yoga, and you might see me as having, you know, out for walks and having a somewhat healthy lifestyle. Since being in school with my program and then online so much for marketing and everything, I spend far too much time seated and on my computer. So the next shift in growth for me is I'm actually going to dial back my time that I spend on the computer. And I'm making it a habit at those times where I do have to be on the computer that I either set a timer or pay close attention to get up and move around every 90 minutes or less, getting the blood circulation in flow. So I just offer that. Each of you might consider that too if you're spending a lot of time sitting. Get up and move around every half hour would be brilliant, or 90 minutes if you're really deeply involved in something. Take breaks to move throughout the day. Like, get up and go for a little walk, you know, maybe get up and go do a small task go up the stairs if you've got some stairs and do some task on another floor and then come back down, or move to the other end of the house and back around. If you can go outside and get some fresh air so that you're making an effort to do that. We want to keep exercise a daily frequency, so that you're exercising in some way every day.
Thanks for listening, and remember, you can check out my other clips from coaching sessions in my podcast page. Also, if you want to connect with me, reach out to selfloveupguru.com. Find out more about my coaching practices and how I can help you.